They call this emergency visit. Loretta Carpenter dated for today. I don't have her date of birth, but the date of birth is, you had it earlier. She can look for it, some earlier dictation. If not, leave it blank. I was asked to see this 79-year-old woman emergently today for because of drowning in her secretion. Patient is 79 years old, had a history of stroke, chronic aspiration, does not have a PEG tube because patient has declined the PEG tube, does not want any type of suctioning in her house. Patient and her husband, who've been married for 40 years, have talked about this and would like no heroics, including PEG tube or suctioning, to keep her alive. Here is me, paragraph. Patient, since the visit in September, has lost more weight. Probably, her husband says, 6 or 7 pounds in the past 2 weeks. Patient is only drinking fluids, and a very small amount. Patient appears to be tachycardic. Patient appears to be dyspneic at the time of examination. At this time, patient does not have fever, but I suspect patient may be working on the aspiration pneumonia. Medical problems, hypertension, stroke, right-sided weakness, history of gastritis, DJD, history of neuropathy, lower extremities, allergy, none, social, has a history of smoking but has not smoked for some time, does not drink, has 2 children, married 40 years, medication reviewed from previous list with no significant change. What has changed is that she's having a hard time taking medications, even when they're crushed and mixed with liquid. allergy, none. Family history, no change. Review of system, weight loss. Patient is awake but confused. Patient has a tendency to go in and out when speaking to her. Appears volume depleted and very dry and mild to moderate respiratory distress. With her secretion, even with a copious amount of secretion, which she's not able to clear most of the time, only with the help of her husband and sitting up and chest percussions is she able to clear some of her secretion. On the exam, we find her heart rate to be 110. Her blood pressure is 90 over palp. She's a febrile. She's tachypneic. O2-sat not checked at this time. Heart, tachycardic, lungs, ronchi, rouse, coarse breath sounds, gurgling sounds in the upper respiratory tree, few wheezes as well, and rouse. Abdomen scaphoid but soft, lower extremity severe muscle wasting, neurological dense right side of hemiparesis, contracture upper and lower extremity. Assessment here, we have a 79-year-old woman who may be soon actively dying with a history of stroke and chronic aspiration, which was noted previously. Patient may have had a more lacunar type stroke causing her a change in mental status and her inability to clear secretions at this time. Patient is on hospice, remains hospice appropriate. The family does not want her patient to go to the hospital. The family does not want a PEG tube. The family does not want a suction tube. They have discussed this in the past. Family does not want oxygen. We'll keep patient as comfortable as possible with the help of her husband and the hospice nurse. And till patient passes away. Thank you.